This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Here we are on Super Bowl weekend, and when that's over, the next biggest sporting event of the year, the Winter Olympics, will start up next weekend from Sochi, Russia. Before they do, Lifetime is flashing back to the Summer Olympics of 2012 to tell the Gabby Douglas story. Gabby was a member of the Fierce Five, the U.S. Olympic women's gymnastics team that won not just the team competition, but Gabby got the individual all-around gold. In the Gabby Douglas story, her mother will be played by my next guest. This is Regina King, who you may know from 5 years on the TV show Southland, where she played Detective Lydia Adams, or you may see her in a recurring role as Janine Davis, who clashes with Sheldon over his inappropriate remarks at work on The Big Bang Theory. You may remember her from the TV series 227, or for playing Cuba Gooding's wife in Jerry Maguire, or Jamie Foxx's mistress in Ray. Regina King, welcome to America Weekend.
And nice to be here.
Nice to have you here. What draws you to a story like Gabby's story?
Well, being a mother of a teenager who's actually, they're almost exactly the same age, I just felt like it was great to be a part of a story that is reminding teens, preteens, the importance of following your dreams, and even though there are obstacles that are sometimes put in your way, that still doesn't mean that you can't achieve them. So that's kind of one of the many, I guess, highlighted things that happen in this film.
Mm-hmm.
But that was probably the biggest that was interesting to me.
And as you play Gabby's mom, Natalie, here, were there parallels between the way Natalie had to work with Gabby at an early age and what you've had to do yourself as a mom?
I think there are parallels with Natalie and all moms who've supported anything that their children have wanted to do. But Natalie is just a powerhouse. I mean, she has four children, you know, and all of them have dreams and going to college and doing things that have nothing to do with gymnastics. And she's a support system for all of them. And just the things that she accomplished being a single mom of four, I think that kind of puts her in a category of her own.
When you play a real-life person like Natalie or Margie in Ray, how important is it for you to meet the real person and find out their backstory?
Well, with Ray, with Margie, she had already passed away by the time Ray was actually being made into a movie.
Oh, okay.
So I did not get the opportunity to meet her. So there's always that feeling of, I just hope I'm respecting the spirit of who this woman was, or what spirit that lives on. With Natalie, obviously she's still here. I got the opportunity to speak with her quite a bit prior to shooting. So I guess it was that feeling of, I hope I just portray who she is as honest as possible and she feels respected, because a lot of what we are seeing in this film are things that happened just 2 years ago.
Yeah. But I'm always curious about process, particularly for actors, because, you know, I'm sure you get the script, you look through it, you get the role. Okay, now you're going to play this woman, and then you meet her. How much does that inform what you had in your mind the first time you looked through it and said, I want to do this?
Well, for me, in all honesty, when I first read the script, I wanted to meet her, but I felt like there was something missing that there had to be something in there, that something that I needed to hear that I wasn't getting from the script. So I immediately called Sony and said, I need to meet her. I need to talk to her. And she was totally open to it. And what it was that was missing for me is that I needed to get Natalie's background, because what we see in this movie is Natalie from the birth of Gabrielle to the Gabby Douglas that we all know.
Mm-hmm.
But who is Natalie prior to that? She was her own woman before she was Gabrielle's mother. So that's what I needed to know. And that it was what was the missing link and what was very helpful in allowing me to be an honest depiction of Natalie.
Mm-hmm. And did you also get to meet Gabby?
Yeah, I did not meet her until the last week of shooting, and I did not meet Natalie face-to-face until the last week of shooting.
Oh.
Yeah, Natalie sent me loads of pictures. She emailed me pictures of her in high school, and so I got to know what Natalie looked like in high school, and, you know, the type of people she hung around, and what she wanted to be before she became a mother.
Yeah. And what did you take? What do you take from Gabby's story? I mean, it's remarkable. Not only did she and the rest of the women's team win the team gold 2 years ago, but she became the first African American to win the individual all around championship in artistic gymnastics.
And I believe she's the first American to do both.
Yes. She may even be the first person to do both. I don't know, but she certainly is the first American to do that. When you were her age, was that something that was even a window that was open for African Americans?
You know, I don't know because I was not, the gymnastics wasn't what I was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just being the possibility of being an Olympian probably is a dream that's further away for African Americans than other nationalities just because of the economic background.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of money that it takes to be an Olympian.
Yeah.
Whether it's gymnastics or swimming, because it's so many. You know, it's one, you have the talent, but bringing that talent to Olympic level, that takes a lot of money. And we get to learn in this movie how they navigated that.
While I've got you here, Regina, I've got to ask you about a couple of other things, including Southland, where you've just wrapped up 5 years playing Detective Lydia Adams on that show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you were nominated for an NAACP Image Award for acting in that and also for directing an episode of that. How much fun is it for you to be on the other side of the camera?
It's pretty awesome. I mean, it's a lot of work. It is a whole lot of work. But it's just amazing because it's just the whole movie making, TV making experience is so galvanizing. But when you're on that side of it, you really get to experience the galvanization firsthand, if you will.
Yep.
Because as an actor, we're kind of so caught up with just our performance and executing and being the best, giving the best performance.
Yep.
But as a director, you are involved with every single aspect of making that show or that film.
And I know you've directed two or three things, so I'm curious if you, as an actress, have changed the way you treat directors on the set now that you've been a director and had to see it from the other side.
Oh, definitely. I think I've always respected directors, but I don't think that I was not aware of everything that goes into being a director. There's never a question that's not needed to be answered as a director.
Yeah.
There's never a moment that you are not living, breathing, thinking, drinking the project that you're working on. And I now that I've had an opportunity to direct, I feel like it informs me as an actor, and the information makes me better as an actor. And as an actor, it informs me as a director, and that information makes me stronger as a director.
Well, I hope
I've had examples where some directors just really did not understand the journey of an actor, so there was some a lack of respect there.
Yep.
I feel like as a director, I understand that journey, so I can be patient.
Well, I hope you get many more opportunities to do that and continued success with your acting career as well. The movie is called The Gabby Douglas Story. It'll air tonight on Lifetime. And here's one of the stars, Regina King. Thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thank you very much.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.